This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm very pleased to be able to bring to you today a discussion with Ildefonso Ortiz. He is now a writer with Breitbart, Texas, to be exact. And he is bringing news from the border that... frankly, is pretty disturbing many times, and I wanted to give him an opportunity to tell us what's going on and kind of an up-to-date report, but definitely, if you're not already, you might want to get on to Breitbart, Breitbart News, and you can, I believe, even sign up for Ildefonso's reporting, very important stuff going on for the security of the United States, something the mainline media would rather we not know about, not talk about, certainly not act on, because that has become a very, very treacherous gateway for some very bad actors. Ildefonso, I remember when my family and I, years ago, were doing missionary work in on the Texas border, you can figure out how long ago this was. We'd get a motel right on the border. In fact, we liked one we saw inside Mexico so much that we were going to make a reservation there the following year, and then our plans changed. The missionary moved away. But we were able to cross the border, go into Mexico. We actually went mostly to a dump in Tamaulipas, the state of Tamaulipas, and other than the wind blowing the wrong way when the dump was burning, we really didn't have any danger, any problem. I guess the roads were bad enough sometimes after a road that you'd have to go through what one of the missionaries euphemistically referred to as a lake. It was a lake, all right, but it wasn't just rainwater. It was some other things that rainwater carried with it. Anyway, that was our experience, and we just had a marvelous time working with the people that were living in, to us, an incredible situation, and yet they chose to come to the Texas-Mexican border because, as bad as what we thought it was a whole lot better than what they had been living in. And it kind of helped me and my kids especially appreciate what poverty really is like. And when we hear somebody in the United States whine about, the condition of the poor in the United States, please take a look just across the border. It's probably still visible even today. You can figure out how to see one of these places. You don't have to go to the dump, I'm sure. You can just get a telescope and look across the usually dried-up Rio Grande River and see what you need to see. It's a tough, tough part of the world. The terrorists have been finding it a marvelous jumping-off place to come into a border that, for some reason... Well, I think I know what the reason is, but Democrats and Republicans alike aren't interested in enforcing. It's sort of like we're not really a country, so if you want to come into Texas, Mexico, New Mexico, well, y'all come. It's the most incredible situation, and it's getting pretty dangerous because what we did, I don't know that I'd even want to be that close to the border now on the Texas side. Let alone going daily over into Mexico, because we didn't give it a thought. It was perfectly fine. Surely you can remember a time like that as well. It's that the situation is clearly going into the tank in a fairly rapid rate. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up in Brownsville. At the time, you know, being a high school student, I could go into Mexico, have dinner, meet girls. It was a regular thing for American students to go into Mexico, have dinner, have a couple of drinks, come back into Texas. It was perfectly safe. Move time forward a couple of years to late 2009, 2010. That's when you started seeing the gun battles, and everything just changed. Now, even the locals from Matamoros, Reynosa, and those border cities, they don't go out late at night because they're going to run into unsightly characters. Let me tell you a little bit about these cartels.
Yeah.
You're talking about a criminal organization that literally controls a city. They have it's an alternate form of government, the true government. Basically, they have lookouts on almost every corner. They have enforcers. They're tied into corrupt officials and city offices, municipal offices, into law enforcement. So they know everything that happens in their cities.
Just from what you've described, don't lose your train of thought. But just guessing, what was almost impossible before all this began to fall apart would now be even worse. That is, trying to get a gun legally as a Mexican citizen.
Oh, absolutely. That comes from, you know, after the Mexican Revolution, the Mexican government was terrified of another revolution. So they changed the Constitution. The laws have been very strict for almost 100 years, where unless you're in the military or a police force, you're not allowed to have any firearm in Mexico. You can legally get a shotgun, maybe, or a 22 handgun, but you have to jump through hoops, and it's a very expensive process. And
part of the expense that I've read about is that I couldn't hardly believe this, so correct me if I'm wrong. There is one legal gun store in the whole republic. It's in the capital, Mexico City, and one has to go there when you finally get your paperwork stamped, sealed, approved to pick up the gun that you want to buy.
Yes, that gun store is actually controlled by the Mexican military. And here's the funny
surprise
part. Legally, you know, from the moment you get your weapon from that store to the moment you get to your home, technically you're breaking the law because Mexico does not have a carry permit. You can have your weapon in your home or you can have it at a gun range, but the transportation of a weapon is technically a crime in Mexico.
Hmm. So I imagine that's taken advantage of from time to time.
Oh, of course. It's kind of funny, but like, say you want to go to the shooting range, you have to go to the military, get permission. Then that particular day, you can go to the shooting range and practice. If you're doing everything legally. Now, organized crime, I mean, they get whatever they want, whenever they want, and they can do whatever they want. And I'm talking not just, you know, handguns, rifles. I'm talking individuals with 50 caliber machine guns, grenade launchers, rocket launchers. The Mexican cartels, I mean, literally forget about ISIS. These guys are as heavily armed as they are and as deadly. Right now there's a civil war going on in Ciudad Victoria where two factions of the Los Zetas cartel are fighting for control of the city. Now, I'm talking about a beheading pretty much every other day.
Aye.
And they leave the head in an ice chest with a cardboard, you know, saying, "We're coming for the rest of you guys." And then the other side will, you know, answer back with a dismembered body, you know, outside of somebody's office, a government official or something along those lines. It's out of control. And that is a long time in the state of Tamaulipas, an area that mainstream media has never paid attention to it. When you think about border reporters and people talking about border journalists, everybody focuses on El Paso and Juarez, which in 2005 was pretty bad, and, you know, up until 2010 was the murder capital of the world. Now that area is kind of quiet. Tamaulipas is worse than what El Paso was and Juarez was.
Wow. Well, talking today about the situation in Mexico, in part a disarmed citizenry facing the cartels, but increasingly Muslim extremists. Talking with journalist Ildefonso Ortiz, he does a lot of work with Breitbart. We're going to be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit. There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Speaking today with journalist Ildefonso Ortiz. He does a lot of work for Breitbart, has been with other news agencies, including Fox Latino in the past, but now he's filing his reports mostly from Texas. And we've been talking some about the Mexican state of Tamaulipas. If I'm not mistaken, it runs a good deal along the northern southern border of Texas as it goes essentially north and south. Not talking about the panhandle, but the great bulk of the state. A lot of that is bordered by this Tamaulipas province, where I used to go with my family, took my daughters. We would go to some really difficult parts of town, as it were. No problem. And that's not that long ago. Now we're talking about a situation that is ruled by the cartel. And from what I've been reading, Ildefonso increasingly being challenged by Muslim extremists using the southern border as their gateway. In fact, you've had stories about people that came from Syria that have been nabbed at the border, and my guess is that they weren't coming in at a checkpoint to show a Syrian passport, but they were coming in some other way.
Well actually, in that case, it's a little bit different. With those Syrians, what we have is our open borders policy under our current government. So you have individuals that they know that the moment they get to the U.S. soil, they're going to get asylum. So actually, cartel members are basically bringing anybody that wants to come to America from, you know, Syria, Central America, Asia, Africa, basically anybody that's willing to pay to come to America, they're going to come through here. And actually, areas like Laredo, there is no border fence. That's a myth. You only see the border fence in places like El Paso and Tijuana. That's where you see the border fence.
Laredo is where my family and I stayed. We were there on numerous occasions over different years, and it was kind of a fairly routine business to go through the checkpoints, but there was one there, and I don't think our car was ever searched, but we were examined, I guess I could say. And it was a very quick and easy process. Now I wouldn't think about it.
And you don't even, you know, the cartels, I mean, Laredo's so wide open that they can just come across. It takes them from the river to downtown Laredo, it's about 50 yards. And you get a person into downtown Laredo, you don't know who they are. You know, they may have just crossed, they may have not. You don't know their intentions. And that's a very big security concern. And that's the entire city of Laredo and into the rural areas where I've spent hours out there trying to get footage. I haven't come across cameras, helicopters, boats, or any agents out there. There's no law enforcement out there in those areas.
You're kind of confirming what I've heard, that our government has basically withdrawn from the border and is leaving it wide open.
Well, what happens is that, you know, Washington has tied the hands of Border Patrol. They don't want to mess with it. They you know, they have them, they cut down their resources, they cut down their agents, and basically you have areas that are wide open. And now Laredo is literally wide open, and they have a minimal amount of agents out here. Now, if you get to even worse areas out west, like the Bend sector, there's nobody out there. There literally is nobody out there patrolling those areas. And those areas have been used by Los Zetas to bring truckloads of drugs at a time.
Mm.
You know, talking like ton quantities at a time, you know. They don't even have to get off their vehicle. They just drive right over the border into Texas.
Well, in some
and
future halcyon day.
That we have in along our Texas border.
That is just, when it was better, there was much more scrutiny. It wasn't all that rigorous, but as I had described, we did get stopped. We would be, you know, somebody, maybe two officers would peer into our car and then send us on our way after we presented our passport. But now I gather from what you're talking about, you go far enough west in Texas, and you just go back and forth as if it's all part of the same jurisdiction. So Ildefonso Ortiz, I'd like to know just a little bit more about the situation in Tamaulipas, because it seems like that, it certainly got a huge border with Texas, that part of Texas that juts into Mexico, not the panhandle. And from what I hear you saying, the farther west you go, the more it's like driving around in the same jurisdiction. It's as if there were no border at all.
There isn't a border. You know, that's why that the area is so sought after by the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas. You're talking about from Brownsville to Laredo, the area immediately south of that. There is no border fence. There's minimal patrolling. All it is a shallow river. I'm talking about ankle deep, maybe knee deep in some point. No video cameras, no drones. I spent hours out there, and I haven't seen, rarely will I ever encounter an agent, and that's usually when I get back on the highway. And there's some areas.
By the way, the fact that you see no equipment, no signs of any enforcement on our border, that is in spite of the Congress, I believe, at least on two occasions, maybe more, having appropriated funds for that border. And apparently both Republican and Democrat administrations just say, so what? So you've appropriated the money. What do you expect us to do with it? They just bloody well refuse to do anything about the border.
And they tend to feed a false narrative. What happens is this. They'll tell you so-and-so visited the border. Such-and-such politician came down to the border. What they do is they take him to the most secure places. And they have, where there's very tall fences, there's a lot of, when they have a detail when VIPs come, and they will have agents on horses, agents on ATVs, agents on boats, helicopters. So when they get down there, they're like, look, it's very secure. But if they were to come just one day after without alerting CBP or alerting Border Patrol that they were going to go there, they would be shocked at what they would find.
Or not fine, as the case may be.
Exactly. And they do that to the media, too. When they have, big networks come down to the borders, they kind of like Laredo when Donald Trump came down to Laredo, the city put an entire dog and pony show, agents everywhere, big fences. They took him to the spots where they could say, look, things are great. They didn't take him just, east or west where there's nothing out there. They took him to the very select spot.
Interesting. Well, we want to take a break for a minute. We're going to be back and talk some more with Ildefonso Ortiz. He is with Breitbart. He's covering our border with Mexico. Not a pretty story, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is telling us about the border that we have with Mexico. Maybe the better would be to put it, we don't have with Mexico. Ildefonso Ortiz is now covering that part of the world for Breitbart News. You can find him online at Breitbart.com. And we've got quite an alarming situation. The country is being invaded on a regular basis, and there's really no way to even catalog it, let alone deal with it. Ildefonso, how do people on our side deal with that? I know how one of them does. I talked to a rancher, a lady in Arizona, whose ranch is actually on the border. She knows that a tunnel goes right under her property, and so far nothing's been done about it. It's actually one of those rather nice tunnels with air conditioning and all the other amenities of 21st century travel. I'm not sure whether they have rest stops or not. Probably not in it that long. Here it is just going along right in your face, as bald face as it could be. And she's pretty alarmed. She sees this happening all the time, and to the point that she and others living in that area, and I suspect it's not unlike the area of Tamaulipas, the western part of that great part of Texas jutting into Mexico, you don't even go to the bathroom without having a gun with you. She certainly doesn't, and the people she knows don't.
Well, it's kind of funny because local politicians and local governments along the border, they actually minimize cartel violence. And you know, they'll claim that the border areas are safe, look at their crime rates. And it's very funny because it's a very big lie that they've been pushing. They say, look at the FBI UCR report, and it shows that we have the lowest crime rate in all the nation. Now, it sounds great, but when you start looking at what they're actually counting and what they're not counting, it makes a big difference.
Right.
The famous FBI UCR report does not account for drug trafficking, human trafficking, kidnappings, extortion, and other crimes that are particularly relevant to the border.
Good night.
You know,
I didn't realize they had defined so much crime out of existence.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, I sat down with the FBI director, and he's actually pushing for cities to move out of the UCR report and move into a new system, but nobody wants to because, you know, on the short term, their rates would go up because they're counting everything else. But nobody really wants to do that. Now, and even the way they account for things is very, very tricky. So, for example, down here in South Texas, we have what's called home invasion. When you think of a home invasion, you think of somebody, you know, coming through your window for a TV. Down
right.
here, we're talking about 12 gunmen with ARs kicking your door down looking for a stash of drugs or a stash of cash. Now, usually it's bad guy on bad guy action, but at times they've hit the wrong houses. Well, we reported on a woman and her daughter that they were at their houses, and these guys got the wrong house. They missed it by two blocks, and they ended up shooting the mother and her child. They survived, but that's the kind of issues that we have in this border area. Now, this kind of crime would be reported in the UCR system as an aggravated robbery, which is no different than if I pull a knife on you and I tell you, Larry, give me your wallet. So when a city says, we had 30 robberies in this year, how many of those were give me your wallet and how many of those were a rip crew storming into your house looking for whatever?
And what you reported just now, that I think should be classified as attempted murder.
Well, and actually, it'll just be a aggravated robbery or a robbery.
Yeah.
And now,
I hear you.
And this is the same problem that we have, not just in the border. We have that in cities up north. I mean, cartels are not just along the border. They operate in Chicago, Detroit, Florida, Dallas. You know, pretty much anywhere somebody's sticking a needle in their arm or lighting up a joint, a cartel actually had a distribution line into that city. The problem is that it's not just drugs. You're talking about murders and kidnappings related to the drug trade that take place in those cities that city officials don't want to admit that it's cartel-related. Right now in Dallas, there's a trial going on where a team of cartel hitmen executed an attorney for the Gulf Cartel in the town of South Lake. I'm talking about a team of police officers with sophisticated equipment that tracked down this individual, police officers from Mexico. They tailed them. They used cameras, GPS trackers, until they were able to basically set up that ambush that day. And the gunman, who hasn't been caught, shows up, shoots this guy in plain daylight, and disappears.
That's like back to Al Capone in Chicago in the 30s.
Yes, and in other cities, what the cartels will do, which is what they generally do, when they bring the assassin, that's somebody that they specifically want. Now, when it's something like, somebody owes a drug load that they lost or it was confiscated or whatever, what they will do is they'll hire local muscle. There's a lot of criminal gangs, prison gangs, that work for the cartels. So they'll say, so-and-so gang, bring me that individual. And here, the problem is that then local police chiefs or sheriffs will say, oh, it's gang-on-gang violence. We have a gang problem. They're not going to say, we had a cartel execution in Chicago. They're going to say, oh, it was a gang shooting. It was a drive-by or it was, you know, something along those lines. So we have even our law enforcement officials who are being basically dishonest about the types of crimes that are happening all over the country. There's a very interesting report that, the DEA put out a few months ago, where it shows the areas of influence of the particular cartels in America. The entire country is in, set up in different colors, showing which cartels operate. But there's not one spot in America that does not have a cartel influence.
That is pretty stunning.
And that's coming directly from the DEA. I mean, we published it in Breitbart a few months ago. You can Google the basically DEA areas of cartel influence, and you're going to see that map, and that should be an eye-opener for anybody in America.
Wow. Now, we're in America. We have the right to keep and bear arms, which admittedly, if you're talking about a home invasion with upwards of 20 thugs, and you're there with your family, unaware, unprepared, surprised, there's really not a whole lot that can be done. But we're supposed to have, in addition to all of the police forces that we have, we're supposed to have militia in this country, a tradition, which is a very important word, a tradition. It's not just that we can have guns. Other countries have some amount of gun ownership. You mentioned that there's even a limited amount of gun ownership possible, maybe, sort of, kind of, in Mexico. But there's no militia tradition. Now, that evidently has been changing, but not on the border in Michoacan, from what I've read, which is a state that runs between Mexico City and the Pacific Ocean. You actually have had some militia form and stick it to the bad guys. And when the government tried to stick up for the bad guys, they took care of the government, too. And by the way, for the militia's efforts, the head of it, a medical doctor, I think still is in jail as a result of his efforts to stem militia cartel activity in Michoacan province. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about militia, what can be done in Mexico, if anything, and certainly what needs to be done, can be done in the U.S. We'll be back with Ildefonso Ortiz, Breitbart.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Ildefonso Ortiz. He writes for Breitbart.com. Has been with other news outlets in the past. You can find a lot of his work on the internet. Just put in that name. And one of the things that caught my eye was an article you had last year about the Texas Border Militia. They had a guy that under U.S. law wasn't supposed to have a gun, apparently. But nevertheless, that there has been, and this is what really caught my eye, whether it was Rusty's Rangers that was the point of your story, or maybe other militia groups, but there has been some kind of organized response by American citizens in the absence of anything effective being done by our own authorities, let alone the Mexican. What can you tell us about that?
We've seen them in Arizona where people have tried, you know, they've done what they can. In South Texas, I mean, there was some resistance from the law enforcement. They just, you know, pretty much did not want that presence there. The Rusty and those guys, basically, they were pretty much farmers that said, we're tired of it. These guys are coming, and I'm talking about Gulf Cartel smugglers, coming through our property all the time, cutting my fences, making threats. They just were tired of it. And basically they had these individuals that were trying to keep them out. And they were successful for some part. You know, then there was an encounter, and they had some issues with Border Patrol and other agencies. And that's where that went to.
It's almost as if no good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly, it's kind of like the same in Michoacan. Basically, you had these individuals that tried to put up a fight, and the government was very quickly to shut them down. The problem in Mexico, which is where a lot of the cartel problem comes from, is that the government doesn't want to fix the cartel problem. The government officials are part of the cartel problem.
Right.
In Tamaulipas, the state just south of us, The two previous governors are current fugitives of the U.S. Department of Justice on money laundering and drug trafficking charges.
It sounds like Chicago and Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking about, you're talking about not just, allegations. I'm talking like actual indictments from the U.S. Department of Justice where these individuals are fugitives and they're hiding out of Mexico. And actually, well, they're not even hiding out. They're making public appearances. They're supporting the new candidates for governors and mayors. They're out there in public in the limelight in Mexico while they're fugitives from the DEA, ICE, and all the other agencies. Same for other border mayors in Mexico. And these individuals have ties to the president and senators in Mexico. So there's this a long history of government ties to organized crime, cartels, and so forth. It's kind of scary at some point because you're not just talking about a group of cartel thugs, you know, that have weapons and they can, you know, do that so much. It's also who they're supported by and who they have ties to. Sort of like in Reynosa, where we've had cartel bosses that have been arrested 3 or 4 times and they're immediately released after money is exchanged.
Well, as I listen to you report all of this, it strikes me that, among other things, the outcome of the United States presidential election could be extremely important for what is happening in South Texas, well, all along the Mexican border, and all along the Mexican border on both sides of the border. If we had a president who, say, would support militia, which isn't a big expense ticket for the federal government, would tell the Border Patrol and other federal agents, these people are not your enemy, these people are your friends, find out how you can work with them, find out how you can support these militias on the U.S. side, and for that matter, if there's anybody such as the militia leader in Mexico, Mireles, down in Michoacán, who's in jail, is anybody like that that we can work with, do it. They're not the enemy. They are our friends. Right now, it doesn't seem like we look at them as friend. If anybody has a friend, it seems that the drug cartels have friends, and maybe some of the Muslim groups as well, but certainly not any indigenous militia, not any effort by any real crusader, clean-up, good government type to make a change. They become the enemy.
Well, you're right. If you look at the presidential campaign election in the U.S., one party has never had an issue about the border. They actually look pushing for an open border. You know, we've had
right.
Amnesty, this DACA, DAPA. Border search where you had all the children coming through the border was caused by those policies that have basically created a pull factor for illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that pull factor is that nothing crosses the Mexican border that is not sanctioned by the cartels or controlled by the cartels. So they're in fact continuing a circle of victimizing these individuals. Down here, I'm just going to tell you, most women that come through this border are going to be abused. I'm talking the worst kinds of abuses that they've been subjected to. And, you know, some of them will be taken out from the groups and taken into a prostitution ring, things of that nature, because it's all being controlled by the cartels. The men will be forced to carry backpacks full of drugs, even though they're just coming. Some of them may be just coming for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The cartels are taking all this and turning it into just unspeakable abuses against people that believe this whole notion about, oh, come, America will take care of you, when in reality they're having to go through these individuals that actually make ISIS look like preschool kids. These guys are worse than Islamic extremists and those individuals.
I attend a Spanish language congregation, and we have a lot of people that have that are immigrants. Let's just put it that way. And mm-hmm. And I asked one of them who had come without benefit of proper paperwork, I guess we could put it, after having described in detail the horror of having come up through Mexico, the abuse, was suffered from the guides and the coyotes and the others that were in charge of bringing them in like so much of a pack of cocaine. Knowing what you know now, I ask, and how dangerous it was for you and your daughter, would you still want to come again if you knew now, had you known then what now you know? And no, would not. So there's an ignorance on the part of these illegals as to just how harrowing the experience can be.
Absolutely, and that's the part of the story that a lot of our mainstream media, they don't want to tell that side because it counters their open borders narrative. I mean, just last week, we had three cases that made me cry. One of them has a two-year-old child. The cartel smugglers come across the border. They bring a group of women. They have this child who he came without any relative. They dump the child on the border. They leave him on the edges of the river, and they go right back. They abandon him there. Border Patrol thankfully found him and were able to kind of rush him to a hospital and make sure he was okay. That was one case. And the other case, there was another two-year-old child that they left him alone in this remote brush area that has desert-like conditions. You're talking about a two-year-old that's being abandoned by these individuals.
Yeah.
And another case, you had these two sisters, 13-year-old and 15-year-old girls. They were left in the same brush area for 5 days without food and water. The coyote abandoned them, and they were left to die. And that happens in that area all the time.
And, of course, they get their money up front. It's not as if they're paid collect on delivery.
Absolutely. That's when they're trying to trek around the immigration checkpoints by Border Patrol. Well, that's when these brush conditions. And,
well,
you know, these are the stories that we never hear about from other outlets. They don't like these stories.
I think we're going to have another go at this sometime in the future. Ildefonso Ortiz of Breitbart News, thank you so much. Please keep safe as you bring us the news from this very troubled and difficult and dangerous area. Thanks very much.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.